All right, 21 past the hour. Mark Maron here for Sam Cedar. All week, it's been a great week. I've had a great time. It's been very exciting and engaging to be back on the radio, to be back in your cars and in your homes and on your computers and in your heads. I've had a great time. I miss it. I miss doing it. Got a lot of different calls about a lot of different things because I talked about a lot of different things. But I would like to first draw people's attention to the fact you can email me here at the show now at mark@markmaron.com. That's M-A-R-C at M-A-R-C, M-A-R-O-N.com. We were talking briefly about the draft, about the idea, the reality that the Selective Service System is going to test this draft machinery, which hasn't been tested since 1998. They say they're not going to do it to 2009, but these things are floated for a reason. I talked about the idea before the break that some sort of civic draft, is that what you would call it? Some sort of draft to civic duty would not be a tremendously bad idea, and it's not a non-progressive idea either to get people engaged in the civic process at all levels if those choices were fair. A very interesting article, if I might bring up before I take some of these calls, that is in the last week's New Yorker, the December 18th edition of the New Yorker magazine, is by George Packer, who wrote the Assassin's Gate, American Iraq, frequent guest on the Al Franken show. But the article is about basically about counterinsurgency and the American military's lack of an effective counterinsurgency force or idea or tactics. They just released a new manual. But the thrust of the article that I thought was interesting was the need for actual progressive ideas on the battlefield in a certain extent in reaction to what we have done in Iraq and how we deal with insurgents. It's a very strange thing that they're engaging cultural anthropologists, and they've done this before, but they have not put a lot of money behind it, because what this gentleman from Australia, I will find his name for you in a minute, realized, he was an anthropologist, David Kilcullen, what he realized was that insurgency, what's happening now with al-Qaeda and the mistake on behalf of the American administration is that it is not a global war on a singular entity. It may be a global war on terror, but the brand of al-Qaeda is being distributed through lots of propaganda resources that al-Qaeda as a brand can be adopted by any small Muslim-based insurgent group or rebel group, not unlike communism. And what they do with it is really up to them. Al-Qaeda's job as a brand, so like al-Zawahiri the other day said that America really needs to be talking to us in Iraq. That wasn't based in reality, but it will fortify those people who believe in al-Qaeda and guarantee the survival of the brand. So what this article is talking about are these cultural anthropologists that are needed to go in and understand, and what American forces need to understand is that Muslim culture in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Pakistan is very complex. It's not just a matter of Sunni or Shiite, but there's subcategories of that. Then there are family leaders, tribal leaders. This thing needs to be micromanaged on a neighborhood level, almost a block-to-block level, in terms of how do you convince somebody whose country you just invaded, whose country is in civil war, that the Americans or that the occupiers are going to work in their interest when you have insurgents that are coercing them through terror, through kidnapping their kids, through killing them at work, through stopping them from voting, from completely terrorizing them with death. This happens in Afghanistan as well. And the thrust of this article is somehow you have to understand their culture enough and engage in them a certain trust that will enable you to barter with them on almost a favor level, that if you can gain favor with tribal leaders, community leaders, neighborhood groups almost, that what needs to happen on the ground in Iraq and in Afghanistan is some tolerance has to be executed. Some tolerance has to be engaged. Some education has to be gained about how these people really live, which is something the military, the American military, never really thinks to do. They start right at the top and they say, here's America. Here's American values. This is what you ought to be doing. Okay, go out. We got some burgers coming. Come on, sit down. It ain't bad. Taste it. What do you mean you don't like it? That's a milkshake. You know, this is not how it's done here. You have to engage in a relationship. And it is progressive in the sense that the education that needs to happen on behalf of the military has to be one of tolerance and understanding of the way this culture works on all levels. And it's going to take time. So that's the one direction that needs to happen. And the only effective way to really fight what is a fragmented bunch of radical groups that are seeking to serve their own interests in whatever region they're in by using al-Qaeda, by using jihadism. And this is a minority of Muslims. That's what they're going to use the brand for. The only way to combat that is to make people believe that we are operating in earnest in their interest and that we will protect them from these situations and help them engage in the culture that they want to engage in. That if there is a way to develop a political system that is fair, a democratic political system, in collusion with their ideas, then that's how this is going to work. But this is a multi-generational thing. And unfortunately, the alternative to that is what might be happening, which is that we're going to create a wasteland and we're just going to manage, you know, random acts of violence and insanity by renegade cowboys of different tribal factions against each other, against us. 2 million people have left Iraq. You know, doctors, lawyers, regular people. And a lot of what's left are desperate and poor and unable to leave. And the scenario is apocalyptic in a lot of ways. But what is needed is a progressive understanding of the culture and their ideas. I don't know if America's capable of that. I'll take your calls in a second. 866-303-2270.
Sam Cedar on Air America Radio.